JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, residents in Bonnet St. Catherine get a new and improved roadway, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm, email info@childprotection.gov.jm, or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
Some 600 residents living in Bottom Bonnet in St. Catherine are benefiting from increased access to their community following the completion of a $30 million road rehabilitation project by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. Speaking at the handing over ceremony for the new roadway recently, Managing Director at JSIF, Omar Sweeney, said the Bottom Bonnet Road project will enable more buyers to do business with farmers in the rural district.
The importance of access to the community is one that really affects especially their livelihoods and sustaining their livelihoods. Being a small farming area, they rely on buyers, higglers, and small merchants to really come in and purchase their produce. So we need to maintain these important linkages. So an investment like $30 million on this roadway is critical.
Mr. Sweeney adds that the work was completed after consultations with the Ministry of Agriculture and the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. The project was carried out under the most recent phase of JSIF's Basic Needs Trust Fund. Current updates on the country's National Development Plan are available at vision2030.gov.jm. They're also available on the Vision 2030 Facebook and Instagram pages. Like them on Facebook at Vision2030JA and follow them on Instagram at Vision2030.jm. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Udalyn Brown-Clark.
Growing up in Halva was fun. I used to do farming. Plant peas, yam, cocoa, potato, you know, and all those stuff. When the sun is too hot, I go underneath the tree. I used to rest under this terrible tree. And cool down myself and, you know, relax. You have to carry water when the time dry from the parish tank. We have a big parish tank in the district. So when we have drought, we that's where we go and get water. My name is Udalyn Brown, Alva, Sinton.
And as we approach the Yuletide season, what's your favorite glimpse of Christmas past? Share it with Jamaica. Call 926-374026 or email us at radio@jis.gov.jm and have your memory aired during our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. On our community notice board, the Mobile Property Tax Unit will be in Clarendon this week from Wednesday, November 29 to Saturday, December 2. On Friday, the mobile unit will be at the Bargain Village Plaza from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturday at Longville Park Plaza from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Yalas High School in St. Thomas is hosting a series of activities in December in celebration of its 50th anniversary. These include a service of Thanksgiving on Sunday, December 3 at Yalas Baptist Church at 10 a.m. The Golden Anniversary Awards luncheon on the Yalas High School grounds will follow, beginning at 1:30 p.m. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.